I found it's a different thing when you read about somebody being targeted that you don't know by, you know, nefarious forces. But when you read the article and it gets down and it says your name, that you're the one, it throws you. And even in a state as sleazy as Alabama, I didn't think, Robert Bentley is he's a Bible thumper and a former or dermatologist, not former. He is a doctor. And then you just think, surely to goodness, he's not, capable of stooping that low. But to drive the point home to your listener, for your listeners, in terms of time frame, I broke and wrote the original story about the Bentley Rebecca Mason affair on August 31st,
mm-hmm.
2015. And we had an eviction scheduled for September 9th, 2015, basically 9 or 10 days. And Carol and I, like, I'm not going to say she's a dunce, but I've had this, I'm still this dunce that thinks that the law is actually going to be followed. So I always read up on it and do what I think I'm supposed to do, and it never works. But we filed a notice of appeal, which under Missouri law puts an automatic stay on an eviction. And so, we thought, well, we've done what we should do. There's no way they're going to come today on the 9th. And then they did anyway. And not only came, but, came in with a key, came into our apartment with an assault rifle and handguns drawn. There must have been at least 6 to 8 weapons, but I had an assault weapon of some sort pointed right between my eyeballs.